This is Victory House.
We've been talking about faith to faith. We've been talking about faith for some weeks now. And it's part of our whole campaign to know how things work in the kingdom of God, to know how things work. You know, if there's any people that you can find that sometimes don't understand the fullness of what they carry, it is the people of God. Hosea chapter 4 makes us to understand that my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish. The people of God can perish because they don't have knowledge. And one of the things that I have found out in the Church of the Living God is that we have chorus answers. Because we sing, we also sing our actions. So in church, you see people, when they raise up their hand, some of the times it's not raising up their hand in revelation and in acknowledgement of what raising up of hand signifies. It is raising up of hand in chorus to the other guy that has raised up his hand. Sometimes when you see people pray like this, the guy praying like this is not praying like that because he has any revelation to do that. He is doing that because he believes the other guy was praying like this. And it seemed that guy got a result. Or at least the guy was awake. So this will help me, you know. And so there's a lot of doing by following in the Church of God. Now, there's nothing exceptionally wrong by following people, but by copying good things. But if you copy what you do not know, what you don't understand, you may be punished for that. And I'm believing that in this series of teaching that we've been having, something has been dropping in your spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm sounding funny. God be praised. Verse 14. 1-4. Okay, so tonight I'm going to talk about what I call let it ring. Look at somebody, tell them, let it ring. Say it loud and clear. Say, let it ring. Let it ring. Okay. Let's start our discussion from Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, and we're going to have a long read. I think I should also open a Bible here. You know what? Can you bring my Bible? They've said I should be carrying physical Bible because for some reason the electronic Bible today here has not answered me. Maybe it's so that I can obey. So let me do physical Bible. Thank you. Romans chapter 10, and we'll start from verse 4. Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. We're talking about let it ring. Let it ring. Hallelujah. Jesus is good. Any plans for Easter? Huh? You're coming to church, you're bringing somebody with you. Amen? We're going to have a Holy Ghost party here on Sunday. We're going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus like it is going out of fashion. Huh? We're just going to rejoice in him and let the devil know that he has lost forever in the name of Jesus. Okay, Romans chapter 10, I'm reading from verse 4. Just follow me from the screen. I may read a different translation from the screen. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks to this wise, say not in your heart, who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what say it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus that and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And verse 10 says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news. Verse 16, but they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? And verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, in communication, I personally believe, and this is just my own classification. Sometimes I classify things, and I'm like, how did I classify it? I said, yeah, just by my experience and just interaction with those things. So this is not a technical answer to communication. But I believe that communication, every communication has two major elements. Every form of communication has two major elements. And the first element in a communication is the message itself. The message that you needs to be communicated. The next element in a communication scenario is the means. Or the meaning of the message, excuse me. The meaning of the message. So there is a message that you want to communicate, and there is the meaning of the message. For example, sometimes when you watch a movie, if you watch it casually, you may not get the meaning of the message because the person that wrote the movie wanted to communicate a particular thing. For example, this C.S. Lewis movies that there was Aslan. What's the title again? Chronicles of Narnia. If you just watch it, you will just see an animal and all of that. But if you don't understand that the meaning of that lion and all of that is from scripture, you just think you just watched one fiction and all of that kind of thing. Because the meaning is something different, a little different from the message that you have seen. So the communication will not be complete until the message and the meaning have come together. So many, many times, people, when they come into church, there is a message that is coming out, but you may not understand the meaning. And most of the time, the reason people don't get the meaning of a message is not because they are not hearing the message. They are hearing the sound. The sound is coming, but the sound is not the issue. They are just not listening, because hearing is different from actually listening. So the fault, I believe, is usually from listening. There is a listening problem. And that's why Jesus said in Luke chapter 8 and verse 18. Luke chapter 8 and verse 18. Jesus said, be careful how you hear. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. There is a how to hearing. There is a how to hearing. Jesus does not say, be careful for what you hear. He said, there is a how to hearing. Because if you don't hear well, you won't understand well. And if you don't understand well, what has been communicated won't get to you. So there is a how to hearing. There is a how to hearing. And in Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, Revelation chapter 2 verse 11, Revelation chapter 2 verse 17, 29, 3 verse 6, the Bible says, everyone that has ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying. See, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. When you read a scripture like that, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Is it talking about he that has physical hearing? Is that what he's saying? To hear what the Spirit is saying? For example, as I'm speaking now, and I look at you and say, church, you that you have an ear, hear what I'm saying to you. If you take that instruction casually, you just think that I wanted you to hear the next thing I'm going to say. But if you take that instruction a little further and understand the meaning, I am saying listen carefully because you may miss the meaning of this. And it's very easy for you to miss the meaning of whatever is being communicated to you if you are not careful how you hear. If you are not careful how you hear. Now, when we talk about faith, the foundation of faith is words. Faith really is the word or the will of God. If you want to understand the foundation of faith, what you start out with when we talk about faith, it is the word or the will of God. Because where the will of God is known, yes, you can have faith there. Where the will of God is unknown, faith is absent. It is impossible. Because faith draws on the integrity of the word or the will of God to perform. So the foundation of the will of faith is the will of God. The foundation of faith is the will of God. And the Bible said in the reading that we just read now that when you want to release faith, you need to understand that it is about word, and the word is not as far as you think. In fact, the way the word should work is that the word is already near you. The word is in your mouth and in your heart. The word is in your heart, mouth, and in your heart. And the reason it seems that that word is not working well, I think basically is because many times people don't understand or don't grasp the meaning of the word that they have heard. So how do we release faith? Because we've been talking about faith, we've been explaining faith all the while. The way we, how do we get faith? Or how do we get into that realm where we know that, oh, I have faith for this, or I am releasing my faith, or I'm using my faith. Because sometimes when people say they are using their faith, they are just using the chorus term of the church. What is the necessary thing to say? What is the logical thing to say? Because in church, we say a lot of logical things. For example, when I say praise the Lord, the logical thing in some circle is hallelujah. In some other circle, it's praise the Lord again. You know, have you been into those circles before? When you say praise the Lord, some circle they say praise the Lord. When you say praise the Lord, some circle say praise the Lord. In some circle, people say pray, praise the Lord. And the way the person says they praise the Lord is the way they need to shout the hallelujah, right? So, and some people, when they say I'm in faith, I'm believing God, I have faith for this, they are saying it as a chorus, but without understanding. But to understand how faith works, or how faith is conjured, or how faith is cooked up, the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing. That's what we read in verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing. So you must hear faith. But you see, the problem for faith is not that people are not hearing things, but the issue is that the meaning of what they are hearing has not dawned on them. It has not come into them. They have heard it once, but it has not really entered. So they need to hear it to the point that it begins to ring in them. You know, I like the way Reverend George put it the other day. He said it has to hear and ring, right? So you have to hear it till it rings. Many of us, we need to hear something till it rings, till it settles. Because sometimes when people are looking at a mountain, when people are speaking, sometimes they speak too soon. There are many times when people talk and pray about something, sometimes you have spoken too soon because you have not gotten there. You have not gotten to the place where the thing is ringing so much in your ear or so much in your spirit. Because the other thing that is ringing is all the other things that you have heard. And they are ringing so loud that they are drowning the voice of faith inside of you. So you now need to engage the word. You now need to stay in the place of the word. You now need to stay in the place of hearing and listening until it begins to ring. There are many people, for the most part, their interaction with the word of God, you can calculate it to be 2 hours on Wednesday, if they come. And if they come early, and then say 2 hours on Sunday, and then you know in that 2 hours on Sunday and 2 hours on Wednesday, it's probably close to an hour or less that real sharing of the word is shared, is engaged, and then on Sunday. So it's about 2 hours per week. Now, there are other things vying for you, for your attention. Because you see, the same manufacturing factory for faith or for the things of God is also the same manufacturing factory for the things of the devil. The same manufacturing factory that will bring out faith is that same thing that wants to bring out fear. And both of them derive from wills and from words. Both of them derive from what you hear and what you keep hearing. But you see, many people hear so much of the other things that the faith thing that they are hearing, it is not possible for you to survive. It's being choked. So that's why when you come to church, I don't know if this happens to you. I've been in service that it feels like if I meet the devil, I mean, if he's a human being, I'll punch him and he's dead. You understand that kind of thing? You are that pumped up. But then you go out and then you live through a few days. It now looks like you are deflated. You remember after Nico's conference, some people felt like, let's do it now. Let's go for it now. Then 2 days came. Then the fourth day came, and then it's like, let's face reality. You know, let's just face reality. Let's come back to life. You know what's happening to you? Hearing. You have been hearing other things that have been... Because you see, everything you hear either adds or subtracts from you. If you hear something that is of faith, it adds faith to you. If you hear something that is against faith, it takes away from you. It deletes from you. And you see, the way it works is that it's so subtle that you don't know. It's so subtle that you don't know. And faith is not something that when you need it, you now say, wait. Let me go and get faith. Let me go and prepare. No. You know, when we started this story, this whole discussion, we said, we don't use faith. We live by faith. Just like you don't use oxygen. You don't use oxygen. You live by it. You don't say, well, you know, today now that I've come into this place, it's on the west side of Chicago, I need to really, really use oxygen, you know, because very soon somebody can just come in and there will be this foul smell that I'll just have to hold my breath. So I got to use oxygen a lot so that because when I will have to hold my... No, that's not how it works. You always use oxygen. You understand? That's how faith works. So many people, by the time they want to release words, it doesn't work because they have not been building it. Have you ever wondered that the same things that sometimes the disciples struggled to do, Jesus will show up there and Jesus will speak words that I bet you that those guys would have said the same words, maybe in the same sequence, and nothing happened. Why is it that when Jesus says the same word or the same sequence of words, something happens? Because he said his own by faith. And they probably didn't say their own by faith. Not that they intended not to do that, but somehow they have not been building the capacity so that that is possible. So what am I here to tell you tonight? I am here to tell you that faith comes by not just I hear or I've heard, but I'm hearing continually. I hear till it rings. I hear a lot. I hear. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You hear that there is an abundance that you can speak from within. Many people, what they say is in their mouth. It's not from their heart. When it comes from the heart, it has effect. But if it's just a lip service, something you just say with your mouth, it doesn't have any part. It doesn't have any power. So what are we saying tonight? We're saying, look, for faith to come, for faith to really be in motion, faith has to be based on what you are hearing. There is an hearing of faith. So you must hear faith, which is the promise and the will of God, until it rings. It must be your default. I'll just run through three things, and then we're going to pray. How do you make faith? How do you make hearing? How do you hear the word of God till it rings? How do you live your life like that? You know, we started this 90 days in New Testament. I hope you have not defaulted. I hope if you have defaulted, you are trying to catch up. Amen. Because we're about to get to the finish line. Like, the next few days, we're done. Huh? And the reason we went through that is that is how faith comes. Then I've been challenging people, listening to messages. Some of them, in fact, as of today, we have a podcast on iTunes. If you go to iTunes, you'll be able to see a podcast for Victory House, the Victory the voice of victory. I said the victory, you know. And you go there, you listen. You know, I've said it before that I listen to the messages, not only the ones that other people preach, even the ones I preach. Before, I used to have an issue with that because, I mean, how do you hear your voice? But I started telling myself, that's okay? I hear my voice. And I'm not hearing it just only for quality control. Of course, sometimes you hear it for quality control. Sometimes I watch the Facebook and then I say, you can do this better, you can do that better. Yeah, that's part of it. But that's not the reason I listen to it. It's because I have to also listen to it again and again and again and again and again. I think it was my wife that was telling me this, that at the Nichols conference, that she watched the Nichols conference again, and she felt like some things she didn't hear it before. Has that happened to you before? You have listened to a message before. You listen to that message again, and there are many things that it seemingly seemed that you didn't hear. That is the truth, because we really don't get these things the first time. It takes a long time. It takes hearing and hearing. And even sometimes when you get it the first time, it seems that you forget. It seems that it leaks away. So how do you hear faith until it rings? There needs to be, number one, consistency. Consistency. Do you know why your words have been the way they are now? You have been consistent in the kind of things you are hearing. The reason many of us can speak English is because we have been consistent around English. If you want to speak faith, you have to be consistent about the things that make faith happen. You understand? Because many of us, some people in this room, maybe it was not English you first spoke. But now you can speak English so fluently that you don't have to think to say what you want to say, because you have consistently hung around people that speak English. You have used English so much. So there is a consistency in your use of the language of English so much now that you have mastery of it. Similarly with faith, ladies and gentlemen, there needs to be a consistency. In John chapter 8 and verse 31, John chapter 8 and verse 31, the Bible said Jesus was admonishing the Jews that believed on him. He told them this. He said, hearing my word is not the ultimate. Because some people are pumped up about hearing the word of God for the first time. Or starting with the things of God. Jesus said, that's not it. He said, the real deal is in continuing. He said, the real deal is in continuing. I've said this before. I said, it is not the people that sow that reap. I know some people may want to be like, Pastor, where are you going? Yeah, it's not the people that sow that reap. Go and ask farmers. It is the people that continue to sow that reaps. Because if you sow occasionally, ask farmers. If you are occasional farmer who just sows sparingly once in a while and all of that kind of, there is something called crop failure. Some of those crops will not come out as planned. But if you are consistent about it, there is something that happens that if the crop you sowed yesterday kind of didn't work out well, the one you sowed the day after yesterday will augment for the one that didn't work out well. So the power in the seed is not in the sowing. It is the continuous sowing. Jesus told them, if you continue in my word, if you stay in it, if you continue in it, if you listen to the word, if you come to church on Sunday, you hear the word on Sunday, and you don't let it wait till the next Sunday before you hear it. On Monday, you hear one. On Tuesday, you hear one. Wednesday, there is something that you will create around yourself. It is called faith. I like this scripture, James chapter 1 and verse 25. James chapter 1 and verse 25. I'm saying that if you want to hear faith, if you want faith to be ringing, you need to be consistent. You need to be consistent. Look at what the Bible says. It says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth, not just the person that looks, but the person that continues. The key is the continuation. The key is not the looking, but the continuation. There are people that will come when they need finances. They just look at it and they leave it. But the Bible says they continue, because when you continue, look at what the scripture says. It says, you will not be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. So if you continue, if you look into it and continue, you will not forget and you will not be a doer. Because the more you look into it, the more you keep it into it, you become what you are looking into. And I see you in this season. You are becoming something great. I thought somebody would say bigger amen. Amen.
So for this faith to ring in your ear, consistency. Consistency. Find music that speaks faith to you. Play faith channels. For me, now, one of the things I've started doing for myself just to increase my consistency, I've reduced my news. It's not helping me now. And they say the same thing. You know, if you watch some of these cable channels, what they say at maybe at 10 o'clock, 80% of that is what they are going to say throughout the day. They probably just had some few other things. And those few other things, if you have some few alerts that you have set on your phone, you will know. So why are you now sitting there and watching as if, no, if you watch it, something will come out from there and then it will just bless your life drastically. No, you'll just say the same thing. I can tell you how irregular news will go, depending on what they like. If they are leaning Republican, they would tell you how the economy is doing very, very well. If they are not leaning Republican, they will tell you all the legal cases that the president has. Is that not the summary of the news? That's the summary. So why should I keep staying there? No. So what I've done is that I've reduced that, and I've increased the things that will allow me to continue daring to look into the law of the liberty. Many of us need to invest in things that will help us to continue to look into the law of liberty. Invest in maybe earphone. I met somebody the other day, and the person was joking, but it's kind of true. It was like he was looking out for me. He was trying to see if I have a new Bluetooth, because he knows I usually try to keep Bluetooth around and clip hearing devices. And the reason is not just because I just like them cute. I like tech. I mean, I like gadgets. But it's because I want to keep hearing. I want to continue hearing. I want to be playing my Bible in the gym. I want to play them when I'm in the car. I want to play them wherever I am. I have a flash drive. They have messages. They have all kinds of things. My phone, plenty messages and all kinds of things. Because there is something about continuing. The consistency. It is in the consistency that the power is. So the first thing, if you want this thing to ring, all the things that you heard at Nico's conference, you won't leave it there. You have to hear it again. Can I tell you the truth? Everything you hear, give it 24 hours. You probably retain about just 20% of it. Everything. No matter how smart you are. So if you need that thing and you want to retain a lot of it, you need to hear it a long time. I think it was during the Nico's conference, I was telling you guys, when I was bringing on Reverend George, I said, I listened to Men of Life Passion. I said, I listened. So you would think it was once. I listened to that tape until it almost ripped. It was, you know, this kind of tape that is like this, that you roll, cassette. I listened to it because I listened to it until I became a doer of the work. Because in that message, he was talking about prayer. I listened to it until I was praying, I was disturbing the whole house. That is how we make the word of God work for us. You stay with it. You listen to it. You walk it. You don't just listen to it once. You make it something that is consistent. Okay, so the first thing is consistency. So the hearing of faith that happens, and the ringing part of the hearing of faith happens when we are consistent with the word of God. The next thing is concentration. Concentration. Let me tell you the truth. You are going to come against hard places. You are going to come against things that will challenge you. You know, they will challenge you. Now, you need to learn how to now focus. Find scriptures around that. I mean, there are too many tools nowadays to do that. You don't even need a physical concordance. Find scriptures around that and then now focus on that. Focus on that. Focus on that. Focus on that. Concentrate. It has been proven that focus light can cut steel. Focus light. And you know, light can also represent the word of God. So if you focus the word, if you concentrate on a particular section that is dealing with you, you can cut any steel. Many times when people want to exercise faith and want to engage in faith, they don't understand this part, that they need to know how to focus, concentrate. They just talk. Sometimes it is better not to even pray yet. focus, gather the words. I like the fact that when David wanted to go and kill Goliath, when the Bible said David has spoken and done every kind of thing, and the Bible said David picked 5 smooth stones. And I mean, if you are a student of the Bible, you understand that Jesus is the rock, right? So that rock, those rocks, it can be analogous to scriptures. Taking concentrated scriptures. So the stones were not just ordinary stones. They were 5 smooth stones. And he didn't need to use the 5. That's the power of concentration. He didn't need to use the first one. No, the one was enough. But he chose 5. So there is need for concentration. Look at this scripture. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. The Bible says, my son, attend to my words. Or in another word, my son, give attention. Let there be attention. Let there be such focus on my word. Sometimes you are in a financial mess. You may need to sit on one particular scripture and just keep looking at it. Literally. Just keep looking at it. Just sit down there. Just look at it. I mean, there is power in attending and focusing to the word of God. Look at it. He said, my son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. The next verse. Look at the next verse. Let them not divide from you. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Move on, sir. For their life. So when you give concentration, when you give attention, what will happen is that you will draw out life. Many times people have used the word casually. You have come around. You see, sometimes the way people treat the things of God, they treat it like magic. It's not magic. God works miracles and he has principles around what he does. And one of these principles is that, look, when it comes to the hearing of faith, and when it comes to that thing ringing in you, there sometimes need to be a concentration. You concentrate on it. You focus on it. This is the issue at hand now. You listen to tapes around it. You get scriptures around it. You just sit down with it. Because when you sit down with it, when you focus on it, the Bible says life will come out of there. I'm speaking to somebody this evening that area of issues, that area of pressure, life will come out from there in the name of Jesus. So there's consistency. You have to be consistent with it. You have to concentrate. There's concentration. And the last one I would like to say is that you need to build some connections. You need to build some connections. The scripture, I'm going to use a technical term. Some people that are computer people may understand it quickly. I will try to explain it. Is hyperlinked. If you go to a website, many websites, you will see a page. But that website is not built on a page. There are other pages that are linked to that first page. So sometimes you read a website, you are on a website, you know, say Facebook, and then you are reading something, and then you see something underlined, maybe it's blue. And you click on that underlying thing, it takes you to another page, right? The word of God is like that. If you want to enjoy the word of God, especially if you are dealing with a particular, build connections, find connections, link word to word. One of my mentors says, make a complex equation. Because sometimes a simple equation may not be able to deal with the matter. You may need to gather scriptures together like David and make something that is complex. And by the time you, with the complexity of the equation of scripture, you throw it at that issue, the issue is going to bow. Connections. We need to learn how to build connection. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20, the Bible says, no scripture is of private interpretation. That means that there is no scripture in the Bible that does not have an accomplice, that does not have a company, that does not have something that works with it, that you cannot find a connection. So if you can find the connections to the scripture, it can lead you in a very good place. And then in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 and verse 16, Jesus said that with every two or more, you say, but he will not hear you, then take we did one or two, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Sometimes you need other witnesses of scriptures. You need two or more. Add them together. Put them together. Build the connection together. When you are consistent in looking at the word of life, and when you concentrate on the words that you have found and build some connection, these things after a while will start ringing in your ears. This thing after a while, you will start dreaming them. And that's the level you need to get to. If you want to allow, if you want your faith to be effective, if you want to be able to speak to mountains, and mountains will go. You know, many times Jesus will come and he will just say, in Jesus' public ministry, the things he said were few, very few. He was a man of few words, so to say. But you know what happens? Before Jesus comes out into the open, he would have practiced these three things that I'm talking about. He would have been consistent, because the Bible, in Mark chapter 1 and verse 35, the Bible says, a great while before day, and it was his custom. Jesus had gone into the bush. He had gone into the wilderness to pray. Now, and you will notice that Jesus is a man of not just consistency, he's a man of concentration. When he was, when they brought that woman that had committed adultery in the very act, as they said, the Bible said, Jesus didn't first talk. The first reaction was that Jesus was quiet. The Bible said Jesus was, so to say, writing stuff on the floor. What was he doing? Concentrating. I believe he was bringing back scriptures that he already knew, and he was focusing on which one? Concentrating on them. Because it is better to give one word than to say 10 words that are stupid and they are foolish. So Jesus was going into the reservoir of the word, because we understand that Jesus also read the word too, because when Jesus showed up in the temple and was talking about the Spirit of the Lord being upon him, the Bible said he was reading from the book of Isaiah, and the Bible said he went straight there. And you need to understand then that there were no chapters and verses. So if Jesus goes straight to a particular scripture, that means he must have read it a long time, because then they had scrolls. And you know what a scroll is? A scroll is just parchment. It's like a big paper that you write things on and then you roll it together. So for you to now open and then go to a particular section, that means you have read it till kingdom come. So he was consistent in the temple. He had been reading and he had been concentrating. So he knew what to say. So when Jesus was with that woman, he was concentrating on scripture and he knew what to say. And then by the time he said what he needed to say, he had an answer. The answer solved the question in an amazing way that you wouldn't have thought about before. So what are we saying tonight? Ladies and gentlemen, for faith to be really effective, and the way faith really comes is by the word of God, but that word of God needs to ring in you, and that ringing needs three handles. It needs what? Consistency. It needs what? Concentration. It needs what? It needs you to connect scripture to scripture.